Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Brian Fowler, the president and CEO of Security First International Holdings, Inc., and developer of OptiBiz.ai. And Mr. Fowler, thanks for joining us here today.
Perfect. Pleasure to be with you.
And thanks for your time. We're appreciative of your joining us here today as well. So first of all, if you would, Brian, tell us about your background and company, Security First International Holdings, and what is it that you do?
Okay. Well, basically, we are a publicly traded company under the ticker SCFR. The company is an incubator and accelerator of emerging technologies. What that means is we identify technologies that are emerging. We look for niches in those verticals, and then we develop technologies to either address an issue or expand upon a value proposition with the technology. My background is from telecom. Back in 1998, I developed a VoIP platform, which I mean, people know what VoIP is today, but back then it was in its very early infancy. I ended up selling that particular network to a group of investors in the Fort Lauderdale area. And the lead investor of the purchase was a gentleman named Michael Egan. Mike Egan was the founder of Nantucket Nectars, Alamo Rent-A-Cars, and he put the first $20 million into the internet during the dot-com boom. He was the backer of a company called TheGlobe.com. TheGlobe.com was probably the first social network, but it didn't have the same sort of reach as some of the later social networks, just because of the bandwidth and the resources that were required at that time to build out a sufficient social network. So that company kind of wound down with that technology. Mike kept the company solvent. He kept the company alive, and then purchased my VoIP platform with that company. And then I became the CTO of TheGlobe.com as we accelerated the VoIP platform into the mass markets. So that basically is the genesis of SCFR and the incubation. Once we wound down TheGlobe.com, I continued to develop, went into more web development instead of telco development, and then into augmented reality, virtual reality. So we just started expanding into different areas of tech, and that's where we are right now with Security First. We identify, like I said before, some emerging technologies, and we build to it.
Yeah, quite an impressive background there, and certainly appreciate your briefly sharing that with us. Now, I understand you just launched OptiBiz AI. Tell us about the software program and what it does for businesses and people.
So OptiBiz is more of a service than it is a software program. It provides conversational AI for businesses, and we coin it as humanly applied, because the way we implement our conversational AI is an assistant to the human. So there's always a human in the loop, which brings better security. It allows for safer conversations and communications between a business and their client. So it does make them more efficient, but the client isn't directly dealing with the artificial intelligence. The company's employee is dealing with the artificial intelligence to help get the client what they need in a more efficient manner.
Now, another question along those lines, how can people or businesses get the OptiBiz.ai service, and for what kinds of businesses and services is it most appropriate for?
So right now it's available through OptiBiz.ai, the actual web address, the URL. You'd be able to engage one of our conversational bots on the site. And the verticals right now that we have on this site are banking, real estate, insurance. So there's a number of different verticals that we are finding that it is very works very well with. And it all... conversational AI is based on prompts. So it's how you prompt the AI to give you the information that you're looking for. So we are also doing prompt engineering. So we're looking to develop the most accurate prompts within those industries, so we can provide the industry with a tool that they can get the information or the data that they're looking for specifically by querying the conversational bot the right way.
Mr. Fowler, certainly appreciate your time spent with us here today so far. We're speaking with Brian Fowler. He is the president and CEO of Security First International Holdings, Inc., and developer of OptiBiz.ai here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, you say that OptiBiz.ai virtual assistant is humanly applied. How so, and how does that differentiate from other AI virtual assistants and chat boxes as well?
Like we said it prior, it basically becomes the assistant. So it's not the consumer-facing product. The actual client or the customer of the business doesn't directly interact with the actual AI. The human that is working for the business or the company uses the AI as an assistant to have better efficiency with providing the service or product for their customer.
Yes, certainly appreciate the clarification there. Most helpful. Now, you're also, I understand, very vocal about your company being a victim of naked shareholding. Briefly, tell us what that is and how that has affected your company.
So naked short selling is a situation, because we are a public company and we do look to do mergers and we do look to do some acquisitions, we have to always keep an eye on what our capital structure looks like and how many shares have been issued and how many shares are trading. And as we were going through a review over the past year, it's come to light that there's been a number of different anomalies in our market where shares have been traded that don't actually exist. So there's been a situation where there's been phantom shares that are being traded in the company, and we're trying to address that and bring the firms and the market makers into balance. So when we go out to do some mergers or an acquisition, our company is accurately being reflected in the market and not being reflected by a float that's not necessarily the true float.
Mr. Fowler, again, we really appreciate your joining us on behalf of OptiBiz.ai and all the insight and information shared around that. Before you go in conclusion, is there anything else you'd like to make mention of or anything else you'd like to share as we do conclude today?
OptiBiz, it's in its infancy. It's going to grow. I think we're going to focus a lot on the security aspects of what's happening with AI and how conversational AI can be very valuable, but it also can be used very maliciously. So we're going to keep an eye on the security side of this as we start to get more usage and utilization of the conversational AI just across the board, not necessarily just OptiBiz, but any other AI. If we can educate and get people to understand that the power is there, but there's also something in the security side that has to be looked at, then we can help this grow and help the industry gain traction.
Yeah, the security piece is very important. Again, we thank you for what you do. Folks, for more information, it's simple. Visit optibiz.ai. Of course, we'll leave this link within the show notes of this broadcast to be of aid as well. Mr. Fowler, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, sir.
Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Brian Fowler, the president and CEO of Security First International Holdings, Inc., and developer of OptiBiz.ai. And again, it's simple. Visit OptiBiz.ai for more details. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.